What began as a simple arrest for car theft in Los Angeles has turned into what the county sheriff calls potential terrorism. Authorities say they've seized explosives, assault weapons, and handwritten notes on how to destroy a building. The items were found in storage units rented by a convicted car thief. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John Noster was arrested last November for buying a pickup truck, motorcycles, and all-terrain vehicles under a phony name. He's now serving a 16-month sentence in state prison. The investigation took an unusual turn when deputies found two incendiary devices inside the stolen pickup truck. That prompted investigators to search two storage units in Lancaster, California, and a garage in Culver City, all of which Noster had rented. Sheriff Sergeant John DeMoy says they found an arsenal of pipe bombs, assault weapons, and six barrels of jet fuel.
He had the potential to create a serious incident anywhere he decided to deploy the items he put together. He had the pipe bombs, the gas, the incendiary devices, and even the weapons. And these were at locations throughout Los Angeles County.
DeMoy says until last November, Noster had no arrest record and had never been known to pose any threat. He grew up in Southern California, though he's also spent time in Texas, Arkansas, and possibly Oklahoma. Deputies found phony driver's licenses with the names John Valladao and Kaman Rafizada. There's no evidence Noster had any international ties. Up until a few years ago, he worked as an accountant for a Los Angeles area sporting goods company. DeMoy says Noster is suspected of embezzling money from that company. Investigators found nearly $200,000 in cash in the storage units, along with meticulous plans for using a helicopter or the all-terrain vehicles in a possible attack.
They were his handwritten notes. They were not internet material or anything printed out in a magazine or a book. His handwritten notes utilizing the gyro helicopter or a quad runner to blow up a structure and how to do it.
DeMoy says investigators also found a 40-page diary describing a woman Noster was attracted to. The diary ended with chilling preparations for an attack on the woman, including a checklist of handcuffs, duct tape, and a stun gun. Sheriff's deputies later contacted the woman and made certain that she's okay. Noster has refused to talk to investigators. He pled guilty to the auto theft charge in January, avoiding the need for a trial. While he serves his prison sentence, investigators continue to dig into Noster's background. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has joined the investigation. Spokeswoman Latisse Baker draws no conclusion about any charges Noster might face.
We're exploring different violations of federal firearm laws and explosives laws, and we will be presenting a investigative packet to the U.S. attorneys.
Noster's attorney says authorities are misinterpreting what they found, and that if weapons charges are brought, Noster will be cleared. Sergeant DeMoy says investigators are also interested in a man named Lance, who corresponded with Noster, and they're looking for yet another storage trailer that Noster is said to have boasted about to another inmate in the county jail.
And the indication through that information on that last trailer is there could be something very significant inside that.
L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca held a news conference yesterday appealing to the public for information about Noster. He also congratulated the deputies, saying they had prevented a case of potential terrorism. Scott Horsley, NPR News.